Kennedy's ready. Here it comes. Swing and a high drive. Deep left center. Starling's looking up. It is gone! How about that? A joyous romp around the bases for Franmil Reyes. We are tied, Eddie. A comeback of the season for the Indians.
All right, let's just pretend Kennedy that it ends there and there isn't any extra innings after
sounded
that.
Sounded good, yeah.
Yeah, joining us on the line for our talk, we're Tribe Talk and Tickets. It's Bob DiBiase of the Indians, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. An exciting moment yesterday at Progressive Field, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, what a ninth inning that was for Franmil Reyes. You know, it's interesting the way Hammy called that home run. He wasn't quite sure that he got it, and it landed almost halfway up in the bleachers. And that's because this guy hits the home runs. Greg Brenda talked about it after the game. They're majestic. He hits them so high and so far, you're not quite sure off the bat if they're gone. And he pounded that ball, and he did have a joyous run around the bases. Really a wonderful moment. Nick Goody has been outstanding for us all year. Just had one of those pitches that got over the plate too much, and a guy did some damage with it. But interesting game yesterday. It had a lot of everything. The beginning of the game seemed a little lazy for both sides, and then it got into some real edge-of-your-seat stuff at the end. So pretty entertaining ball game. Wish we would have come on top.
And we had to see Yu Chang for the first time. I thought there was going to be an inside-the-park home run. I thought it was going to be a Yu Chang Naquin kind of a call at the end after that.
Yeah, it had, as soon as it got by the center fielder, you thought, uh-oh, here we go. It could happen. And Yu can run a little bit for a big guy. He's 24 years old. From Taiwan, originally a shortstop, moved him over to third base this year at AAA. Here's his opportunity to make an impact on this roster. And, he's one of our top prospects. So he's put in a tough situation. You know, that darn hamate bone, if you go Google it, it's a bone that you don't need. Need the hamate bone. It's funny, every time I hear that word, I hearken back to the mid-early 80s. First time I ever wrote that word, the hamate bone, was Julio Franco. Was the first ball player that we had to go in and just remove it. And I'm sure that's what's going to happen here. So after surgery, we'll find out the true extent of Jose Ramirez's injury. But it's a little bone near the palm of your hand that has a little hook to it that, you don't necessarily need. And in baseball players specifically, because they put the knob of the bat, a lot of them ends up just pounding against it and getting bruised, and as the impact of the ball to the bat travels through the bat and it ends up pounding on that part of the bottom of your palm of your hand. And let's go in and just get that out of there, and hopefully Jose can get back. But Yu Chang's going to have a chance, young player, have a chance to make an impact.
Was Jose just swinging the bat? Did he make a foul? What happened there when that injury took place? Or was he just swinging so hard with that?
Yeah, I think the hard swing, but it obviously is one that builds up over time, that injury. Again, just time after time, if you hold the bat a certain way and truly jam the knob of the bat into the palm of your hand as part of your the way you hold the bat, some guys do that, some don't. And Jose was one of them. And let's hope, a nice, easy surgery this morning in New York, and we get good news out of there.
Bob, you mentioned Julio Franco. Do you have a favorite Julio memory?
Well, the thing I think about Julio, because he was one of the first chiseled athletes, man. He was a guy that lifted weights. And that was unheard of in the game of baseball, that you just stay away from lifting weights. Don't lift weights. Just run and throw and get in the batting cage. Take your grounders. Stay away from, you know, bodybuilding. But Julio was one that would, we had a full-length mirror in Cleveland Stadium's clubhouse, and he would stand in front of the mirror and do his curls to make sure that his biceps got big and he could see it. All the guys used to rib him, especially the older guys. And that's my Julio story, other than the fact that, man, he could play. He was from San Pedro's de Margaris in the Dominican Republic, which was at that time the cradle of shortstops, and he was one of the better ones to come out of that little area of the Dominican.
.298 career batting average, nearly 2,600 hits. I know he played a long time, nearly, well, 23 years, but good player.
Yeah, he might even still be doing something in I remember last year reading a story about him. He was either in Taiwan or Korea coaching, but still getting in there and hitting every once in a while in the league that he was involved in. Absolutely just loving getting in a uniform and playing. He had that joy of putting that uni on and doing his thing, that's for sure.
Well, it's an off day for the Tribe as they get ready to head off on another road trip, and we start to kind of realize the days are counting down. A little bit of August and then September left to try to either catch the Twins or secure that, which I don't want to, the wild card spot. I'd hate to have a one-game playoff, but we'll do what we can to get into the postseason this year, I guess.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Those one-game wild card, that's a tough one. Five games left the month of August, and we turn the calendar and we get the final month of the season, three and a half back in the division. I think we're Detroit. Big three-game weekend set at Tampa, who is right behind us in the wild card chase. We're in the lead in the wild card right now. And then we have four against the White Sox when we come home. The Minnesota Twins have Chicago, Detroit, and Boston during the same period. And then we go head-to-head with the Twins back-to-back weekends. We're up in Minnesota Friday the 6th, 7th, and 8th. They come to Cleveland 13th, 14th, and 15th. So circle all that on your calendar as must-see, must-listen baseball games.
Well, we hope for everybody stays healthy as much as they can, and we get some of those folks back who have been on the out of the rotation, and we'll see how things go. Of course, Terry Francona is putting his schedule, probably using the off day to figure out how his lineup's going to work now for the next week or so up against Detroit and with Tampa Bay. Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next Tuesday. Have a good Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk again on Tuesday. Appreciate your time this morning.
You got it, gentlemen. Always fun. Take care. Go Tribe.